The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday, July 13th, Friday the 13th. I hope you're not superstitious. Our guest today, I know, is not superstitious. Mel Zelenik, consumer and travel expert, retired professor, University of Missouri in
financial planning, consumer economics.
Yeah, consumer economics, all around intelligent guy when it comes to money. You're shrewd.
We'll see.
You're shrewd, Mel. Okay. Last time you were on, I had several comments about your last appearance on. We were talking about traveling, travel tips. You can pick up from where we left off
last
time?
Yeah, we are. Last time, just to give a kind of a brief review from last time, we talked about hotel deals. And from a cost standpoint, perhaps, not always, but generally, websites like Hotwire and Priceline will give you the best deals. And a lot of people realize that, but a lot of people don't know how to bid on Priceline. And there's a specific kind of strategy for it. And you just go to another website. It's called biddingfortravel.com.
And it will tell you how to bid.
It will tell you how to bid. And you'll be able to bid instead of one time in 24 hours. You might be able to bid as much as 8 or 9 or 10 times in a 24-hour period.
And you really can save money.
You really can. You can save quite a bit of money there. And Hotwire is fairly similar to Priceline. And there you go to another website. It's called betterbidding.com. And what I would like to suggest is if any of your audience would like to email me at cruise@centrytel.net, I'll give them the websites that we talk about on the air and perhaps some other ones as well that I think would be useful.
So just email cruise@centrytel.net, and you'll give them all these websites that we mentioned on the air, how to bid on both
Hotwire and Priceline.
Okay. Now, today we were going to talk about making an airline reservation using the multi-city part of the airline website. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you come out with a lower fare. Most people, when you're going on vacation or you're going to travel, you put in round-trip airfare. You put in for a round trip, one city to the next city and back to your home city.
And if there's four or six of you, you put in four or six people. And both of those strategies may not be good ones.
Okay. Yeah. If there's four or six of you, always put in one by itself.
To start with.
Because there may only be one or two of the lower fares. If you put in four, if there's four of you traveling together, if there's only two, or even if there's only three of the lower fares, it's going to give you the higher fares.
That's correct.
Because they can't do all four of them together.
You'll have to pay for all four of them or all six of them or whatever the case is. So just start with one, and that will give you an indication as to what the lowest rate is going to be for that specific time of the day. And again, keep in mind, these fares change very, very rapidly. We were talking before we came on the air, you said the fare out of Kansas City or out of St. Louis is actually going to be lower on a flight that you're taking out of St. Louis, I guess. And my advice to you, frankly, is to wait and just start watching the trends, because these change all the time. We just got back from Seattle a few weeks ago, and we started out with St. Louis was the best airfare by far. A few days later, Kansas City became the best airfare. And then, lo and behold, the very best one we found was we flew out of Kansas City and we flew back into Columbia and saved about $800 a person doing it that way.
What do you do if you've left your car at the airport?
Well, I'm going to give somebody a plug here, and you don't have to leave your car. You could obviously contact Moex.
Yeah, okay. So it might be cheaper to fly into one airport and come back the other airport. To do that, you need to put in, when you go to make your reservation or check for the fare, multi-cities.
No, you don't. You could do one way.
One way.
Yeah, you could do one way. We did one way from Kansas City. We did one way from St. Louis, one way from Columbia. And then,
well, it used to be that if you put it, ask for a one-way fare, it was much higher.
It depends, Paul. Generally speaking, I will tell you that round trips are invariably going to be a little better deal, but not across the board, especially on international fares. Round trip is going to be better. But sometimes if you check the one-way fare, like I'm suggesting here, you are going to get a better value. And again, a lot of people don't want to do this because they think they're saving a few dollars. Sometimes you're saving quite a bit of money. In our case, only two of us went, and we saved a total of $1,600 mm-hmm. just by doing that.
And the thing you keep in mind, what you mentioned earlier, is those airfares are changing continuously because now airlines have, I think it's called the load management system in their computer.
Yeah, it's a load factor. We call it supply and demand.
Yeah, and the computers are constantly monitoring each flight individually. And if the booking increases on one particular flight, it's going to bump the fare up. So you may check it one in the morning, and you go back in the afternoon, the fare could be $200 different either way, up or down.
That's right. And some people suggest that maybe if you start 11 o'clock at night sometimes, you know, different times of the day to get a better fare or a lower fare. I do want to tell you one other thing that I just read a few weeks ago, and that had to do with Orbitz. And if you're using your Apple computer, Orbitz is going to charge you more because you're using your Apple computer than if you're using another type of computer.
Why is that?
The strategy, the feeling is that Apple computer types are going to be more affluent. Now, whether that's accurate or not, I read it in USA Today, and I listened to it on Morning Joe. So,
and it said that if you're making your reservation from an Apple computer, Orbitz is going to charge you more.
Yes, according to those two sources.
Okay.
So go figure.
All right. We're almost out of time, Mel.
Okay. Let's ask about a cruise question here. The best way to book a cruise is to research it online and book it with a local travel agent.
I think that's a trick question because I would say, yes, that probably is true. But you're going to tell me, no, it's not.
Well, no, I think it is. And I've been suggesting that for many years. Cruiseguide.com is another website.
Okay.
And he agrees with that as well.
Okay.
He said to book a cruise through you could look at Vacations to Go, for example. That's a very well-known
website. But anytime
website.
You deal, and we're out of time here, Mel, but okay. You're dealing with a local company, you're much better off.
Well, and they're going to better know your needs. They're going to better know whether okay. there's age discounts and so forth.
Yeah. Mel, thank you so much for coming
Thanks,
by.
Paul.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Let's see. Monday, Mizzou New Music Summer Fest and MU Healthcare, our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KPIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We will see you Monday. Have yourself a good weekend. Bye-bye.